Let's finish the topic of the Shechitas Kusi that we were discussing, and then we'll go on to the next suggestion of the Gemara. So Bali is trying to understand these first four words of the Mishnah of Hakol Shoftim Shechitas Sheiros. We had one explanation. We spent a long time on it, the Rabbi Barula. Now the Gemara gets to the second suggestion. Now we're going to move quickly through a bunch of suggestions how to interpret those first four words. The first two words implied to Lechatchila. The second two words implied to B'niyevin. What's going on? So, by Yom HaHochi Katani, Hakol Shoftim Afilu Kusi, the Hakol Shoftim is even referring to a Kusi. And we discussed last time that the Kusim were people who were transplanted into Eretz Yisrael and were forced to convert because they were afraid of lions. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought lions upon them that they should convert. And they did convert. The problem is, and even though they convert, even though in theory, if one would convert sincerely, right, you have to accept the Torah and the mitzvahs. If you don't accept them, your conversion is absolutely nothing. It's garnish with garnish. But if you actually accepted to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs, but you did so for an ulterior motive, let's say to get married, or let's say because of Zkuyot in Eretz Yisrael, whatever the situation might be, the geiros would be good. So if they would have converted legitimately because of the lions, that would have been fine. Even though they were coerced to do it, the geiros would have been valid. However, the truth of the matter is, the pasuk tells us that they were not legitimate converts. They continued to worship Avodah Zarah, even though there were lions there. To intimidate them, they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So nobody thought the original Geirus was good. At the same time, there was a Machlaikis in the Gemara, whether Kusim or Geirei Arayos or Geirei Emes. The Machlaikis is, were they only converting because of the lions, or did they legitimately convert? Wasn't Machlaikis about the actual first time that the lions came to intimidate them? It's a Machlaikis, but what happened afterwards, subsequently? It's a historical Machlaikis. Some Tanoim felt that at some point later on they did convert legitimately, and another group of Tanoim felt that they never later on converted legitimately. This point is made by Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So Tosfos says over here, Nira Maso Kasava, we're going to come back to the first part of Tosfos again in a few minutes, but Tosfos says, V'af agav, Dama B'sof Perek Beis Di Yavamis, Echad Geirei Arayos V'Echad Geirei Chalomos Kulam Geirim Gemurim. Even though, as we saw last time, a person converts in order to marry a Jewish spouse, or for some other reason, the Geirus is valid. That's all if you actually accept the mitzvahs because of the fear of the lions. Avokusim loyin is gairu legamri. They never accepted the mitzvahs to the sibisay from Elohim. As Hashem hayureim v'saloyheim hayuavdim. They feared Hashem. That's true because the lions were there intimidating them. But they did not serve only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So they were never, you know, at least initially, they were not good converts. He holds that historically, later on, even though it's not recorded in the Psukim, they went back and they were Megaya. And there's another group of Tanoim that hold Kusim Geri Arias, they never converted later on. So Abaye here is following the opinion that Rishonim here on the Daf make the point that Abaye here is following the opinion of Rishonim that Kusim Geri MSN, they in fact were, they did convert legitimately afterwards. Now, it gets confusing. That's nothing. That's not confusing. It gets a little bit confusing because even according to the one that holds Geirei Emes, they went back to serving Avodah Zarah, right? So they started out serving Avodah Zarah. Hashem intimidated them. They continued to serve Avodah Zarah. One opinion held that they legitimately converted, but then everyone agrees also that they went back to serving Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Shechita nowadays would be no good. Where does this come from? So turn the page to Davav Amid Aleph. Well, really, it's Hayam Ibeis, where the Gemara has Simon Niklaf. They have Hayam Ibeis. The Gemara quotes Amar Abchanan, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishumbek Bar Kapar, Rabbi Gamliel, Ubeis Dino, Nimnu al Shkitas Kusi Viasruha. They saw that the Kusim were not keeping the Torah and the Mitzvahs properly, and they prohibited their Shkita. So even though there was an opinion historically that Geirei Emes saying they did convert, later on, we undid their Shechita. There was one opinion where their Shechita was never good. Geirei Arayos, they never legitimately converted. One opinion was they legitimately converted for a window of time, but then afterwards, no good. How did they know that? Because look over here in Bava Min Aleph, five lines down. The Gemara tells a story. Yehadar of Shimon Bar Belazar, Shadre Rameir Lasuye Chamrim Mekusoy. Shimro Belazar sent Remeir, or Remeir sent him, to bring wine from the house of a certain Kusi. Ashkecheh Husab, an old man, found him, and he quoted him the Pasuk from Sefer Mishlei, V'samta sakin b'la'ucha in bal nefesh ata. Meaning, keep your mouth closed if you want to be careful. Don't drink the wine you're about to get. He came and he told Rameir what the old man said. And Rameir was geyser on the kusim because he heard that they were not keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs. My time, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, what were they doing? What was this old man saying they were doing? They found that Demus Yoina Matulahan Barosh Hagrizim Shayu Avdinaisa. They were worshipping the image of a dove on top of Hagrizim. I'm sure there's some deeper significance to that. Okay, but they were worshipping a dove on top of Hagrizim, so these guys were not keeping Torah mitzvah anymore. So fine, we removed their ability to do Shechita. But at least according to one opinion in Tanoim, there was a window of time before this Gzeirah of Rameir took place. And Rav Gamliel and Beis Dino, who said that you can only eat their Shechita, our Mishnah must have been in this interim. Historically, Tosfos there makes the point. Our Mishnah, Hayam Beis, long Tosfos, Rav Gamliel says, our Mishnah must have been in that window of time after the Kusim legitimately converted, but before Rav Meir and Rav Gamliel prohibited us from eating their Shechita. Okay. There was such a window of time. So let's get back. So, Abai Yomar, Haki Gatoni. Hakol Shechlim Afilu Kusi, according to the one that holds Kusi, Geri Arayas Hain, and Geri Yemes Hain, was before they removed their ability to do Shechita and went back to worshiping Avodah Zarah. The Shechita is good. But even when the Kusim were keeping the Torah and the Mitzvahs, they never kept it legamri. They never kept it entirely. They only kept the Torah Shevichsav. We always have a group of Jews like that. Ada Yom Hazeh, we have a group of Jews like that. Right? They don't subscribe to the rabbis, to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Now we have different names for them, but they're different labels. We don't call anybody names. There's different labels that they go under. But they subscribe more or less to the written Torah, but not to the oral Torah. We have the Tzdukim, we have the Karoim, the Kusim, all the variations of this. So they would be careful to eat meat that was shechted properly, but says Rashi that they were not careful about lifnei iver lo yisitei mirsho. Divrei Maskil Aval, says Rashi, they were careful to eat meat that was shechted properly, that's Torah Shebasav, but they weren't careful about lifnei iver lo yisitei mirsho, but they're not putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Why? Why? Why is that any different than any other pasuk in the Torah? Because, yeah. We make a drasha. What's a drasha? You're not allowed to cause someone to violate an iser. In the Torah, you're not allowed to aid in a bet, or certainly to be to do so without their knowledge, even if they know they're doing wrong. Even if they don't know that they're doing, certainly if they don't know that they're doing wrong, I'm not allowed to cause someone else to violate an iser. In the Torah, yeah.
Are we not allowed to eat their shechita like dafka because they're doing avodah zarah, or just because like they weren't from?
No. This is within that window of time.
I know. I'm saying
later. Gary Ennis. Oh, later on?
Yeah.
We'll have to investigate.
Because like, I was thinking about like the Russians that like came to Israel today, like the ones that said that they were like Jews, and then they got to Israel, and like now they're like not like from or like not Jews, like whatever. They're doing their own thing. So like, what would be the deal with them?
With a whole group of people that's not religious, so we treat them like regular people and not religious, unless as a group they broke off and became, let's say, someone who converts to another religion. At some point, we're going to have to get into this. At some point, perhaps we can remove Kedushas Yisrael from somebody. Mm-hmm. Whether that's what happened to the Kusim or not, we'll have to investigate. Or maybe they're just treated as a group of Mumrim, who we don't believe that they're going to shech properly. But right now, at least the way this Abai is holding, at least in interpreting our Mishnah, the Kusim were legitimate. There's going to be a time later on that they're going to lose it, and we'll have to figure out their status, what happened later on. But at least during now, they were okay. But even at their height of their, right, in the middle of the end of Shana Aleph, right, in the beginning of Shana Beis, the height of their religious spiritual arc, unfortunately, right, so that was, they were still not keeping Torah Shebaal Peh. So if they even see Tei Mishol, that's based on a drasha. What does the pasuk literally mean? You shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. What do you violate if you actually put a stumbling block in front of a blind person? So Minchas Chinuch claims, even though the Gemara has a rule, ein mikra yotze midei pshuto, the mikra, a pasuk, even though we introduce other layers of interpretation, it never loses its literal interpretation. There's one exception to that rule, and that's this. Lifnei iver l'sitei mirsho, if you actually put a bus, a brick in front of a stumbling block in front of a blind person, you'll be a mazik, right? Or if he gets killed, a roteach. But you won't violate lifnei iver l'sitei mirsho. That's reserved for causing someone else to violate an Isser in the Torah. The stipler disagrees, actually, with the Minchas Chinuch, the first piece of the stipler of Bava Kama, when he's searching for the Isser to cause Hezek. Where's the Isser to be Mazik someone else? He claims it is, in fact, from this Pasuk, Lifnei lo sitein mirshol. This is the source. So you will, if you do put a stomach back in front of somebody, you will violate this Isser in the Torah. It never lost its literal interpretation. Minchas Chinuch disagrees. But either way, certainly not the literal interpretation of the Pasuk, not to cause someone else to violate an Isser. So the Kuzim would be careful to eat meat that was shechted themselves. They were shechted properly, but they were not careful not to feed, non-kosher food to others. So, HaKol Shech, L'mafil HaKusi, if they shecht, then the Shechita is good. Even L'chadchila, but Bamed Var Mamurim, says Abai, Kishi Yisrael Emet Al Gab. If there has to be a Jew watching over, because they're not careful about Lifnei Iver, or Sitei Mirsho. Bamed Var Mamurim, Kishi Yisrael Emet Al Gab, Aval Yoitze V'nichnas Lo Yishchot. So the first two words, HaKol Shech, L'mazakusi, Shechting L'chadchila, if there's a Jew watching over him, because then we'll know that it was shechted properly. Bamed Var Mamurim, when he's standing over him. But if he's only Yoitze V'nichnas, he's coming and going, right? So the Kusi will be afraid. Maybe we'll catch him, shechting improperly. So then, okay, it's kosher. So then, about Yosef and Nichnas lo yishkoit, he shouldn't shecht at all. Im shokat, if he did shecht, choisef chizayek basav and oisenloi. Then you cut off a piece of the meat and you give it to him to eat, because he'll be careful to eat kosher meat himself. He's just not careful not to feed it to others. Achloi, if he eats it, mutar lecho mishkitos. So then we can eat from the shkita b'diyavet. Achloi, if he doesn't eat it, asar lecho mishkitos. So then you cannot eat from mishkita. Okay, so HaKol Shech, according to Abai, means a kusi if someone's watching over him. What's kosher b'diyavet? What's kosher b'diyavet? Yoytze v'nichnas. If he eats from the meat himself. That's kosher b'diyavet. So then the Mishnah continues. Quotes me chayre shayt v'katan. The field the yevin nami loy. If chayre shayt v'katan cannot shecht at all. Shem yishu, shem yidrusu, v'shem yachlidu. Maybe they'll pass the shkita. V'kulan sheshachtu. Then the next line in the Mishnah. Ahaya. What is that commenting on? Igay ma chayre shayt v'katan. If there's a god, the lamed al gabav they can shecht. So then im shachtu mi boy. Should have just said im shachtu. What's v'kulan sheshachtu? El akusis. But 1 minute, if Yisrael is Amir al Gabav with Chachila, he can shecht. Here, the safe of the mission is only b'diyevet. The Kulan Sheshachtu, and Yisrael Amir al Gabav is kosher b'diyevet. We just said the Kulan Sheshachtu is the first two words is talking about Yisrael Amir al Gabav with the Sivan Chachila. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a kasha. All right. That's the problem with Abai's answer. But all right, that's Abai's answer. Amar Rava, Rava just gives a different variation of Abai. It's talking about a kusi. Amar Rava, v'yotze v'nichnas l'chadchila. Lo, he has a problem. If you have yotze v'nichnas, half of our restaurants are only kosher because we have a mashgiach who's yotze v'nichnas. There's no mashgiach t'midi in a milchaka restaurant. And even the requirement for mashgiach t'midi in a fleishka restaurant is not meikra. Then it was a community policy that we installed going back since the dawn of catered food, right? How long have there been restaurants serving cooked food? It probably doesn't go back that far. I don't think 400 years ago there was a takeout stand, right, in the local. You could probably buy raw meat, or you could buy, other raw stuff, but I don't think there was prepared Jewish food because there was no main way of preserving it. So the whole idea of mashgichim and restaurants and people going out to eat, the whole phenomenon is pretty recent. Either way, the requirement of a mashgiach tmidi, which is, that whole thing is not, this whole institution is not that old, 100 years, if that. So that's chumrah. Really, it's enough with yoytze v'nichnas. He's coming and going, because that's going to make the owner scared not to serve a kosher food. So Amar Rava, sometimes, we hope, right? We hope that the mashgiach, yoytze v'nichnas, will make people afraid to serve not kosher food. Sometimes it doesn't work, but all right. And you actually have to be Yoytze v'nichnas, right? Or at least there has to be a fear of Yoytze v'nichnas. If I say I'm never coming, I say to the owner, I'll see you in a year from now. That's no good. It has to be, you don't actually have to go, but it has to, the test says you don't actually have to come. The Achronim say you don't actually have to go, but there has to be a fear you're going to go. If the guy knows I don't show up on Saturdays, I don't know how good that is, right? It has to be a fear you're going to come and go. So I'm a rabbi, Yoytze v'nichnas. V'chadchila, oh, what? You can't give him to shech? V'chadchila? Why not? V'atnana, me'niach lovi kakom v'chanus of Yisrael Yosef v'nichmas, mutter! I have a non-Jew serving wine, but there's a Yisrael Yosef v'nichmas, so then it doesn't become stam yenom. because I'm not leaving him alone with the wine. I'm there. I'm not there the whole time. I'm there some of the time. That's good enough. So Mikatani, does it actually say there? Maniach, you can do this to Karchila. Hameniach, it says. If you did it, Katani Diyevet. Alameach, I know it's from here. If you're watching over the wine, you don't have to sit there all the time. Even though you're coming and going, mutter. So you see, ain sarik. You don't have to do this. It's okay, yoytze v'nechnas. So Elam Rava, rather Rava says, hakikatani. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. Hakol shechtim afilu kusi. Everyone can shechtim even the kusi. Bamed varam amurim. When is this true? Because Yisrael yoytze v'nechnas. Ah, for Jews, yoytze v'nechnas. L'chadchila, it's good. Aval bo matzu, because he's going to be afraid. Aval bo matzu sheshochat. If I come and I just see the kusi shechtim, but there was no one there, and no one coming and going, I give him a piece of the meat to eat it. Ah, okay. Except the cheresh of the katan, that even the yevin, not. But if someone's standing over them, the yevin is okay. Ahaya, which case is going on? If it's going cheresh of the katan, should have said im shach to be boiling. Kusi, it's going on the kusi. Yeah, but 1 minute. If yoytze v'nichnas is good lachatchila, someone standing over you the whole time calls again should be good lachatchila. How could the sefer imply that it's only b'diyevin? How might if yoytze v'nichnas shachol lachatchila? It's a kasha. Okay, it's also a difficulty with Rava. So Abaye and Rava not that glatt, right? No pun, right? Not that glatt. But what are you going to do? Rav Ashi gives another answer. Says Rav Ashi, hachikatani. No, we're not talking about a kusi at all. Enough with the kusi. Hakigatani. Hakol shechtim vafil Yisrael mumar. Ah. Who's shechting here? Yisrael mumar. What's a mumar? Someone who regularly violates one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Mumar lemai. What is this guy doing wrong? Is he wearing shatnez? Is he turning lights on Shabbos? You know, what the mumar lemai? Lechon avelas the teyoven. Ah, he has a taiva for meats, and he eats non-kosher meats. Okay, that's a problem if we want him to do shita, right? How can we really trust him if he eats non-kosher food? Okay, the rava, damar rava, yisrael mumar. If he be yisrael mumar, lechon avelas the teyoven. He eats non-kosher meats because he has he gives into his taiva. You check the knife and then you give it to him. And you could eat from mishchita as long as you check the knife. Because then I know that why would the guy go out of his way to trafe up the shchita, right? He could, if he would pause, he could do a few things in order to pass through the shchita, right? He could push through. Why would the guy do that? The guy, he passes by Wendy's, he can't help himself. I don't know, Arby's or whatever, one of these things. Right? It happens. So, But if he's standing there and he has a kosher knife and he knows what he's doing, why would he train up the shechita just to be machshil Jews and Isurim? Come on, why would he do that? So as long as I check the knife, I can assume he probably did it properly. But if I give him a knife and I check it, then he can shech l'chadchila. Aval lo bodak, if he didn't check the knife, he shouldn't shech l'chadchila. But if he did, check the knife now. If the knife is good, you can eat from the shkita. If the knife is no good, you can't eat. We always have to be afraid. Maybe they'll do something wrong by accident while they're performing the shkita. But this mumar, we don't have to be afraid he's going to do an accident. Because he has a kosher knife, he knows what he's doing. Which one is that going on? It can't be going. What's mumar? What's the case if someone's standing over him? Did you check the knife or did you not check the knife? If you check the knife, I don't need a Jew standing over him. Even if you're not there. If you didn't check the knife, so either if you're going to check the knife now, that's the ratio. Okay, so we don't understand how someone standing over him helps. If someone's standing over him and you have the knife, check the knife. What do I need someone standing over him? If you don't have the knife, it's no good. Even if someone is standing over you. So the safe is difficult according to Rav Ashi. Okay, but what did Rav Ashi say? How did Rav Ashi understand the Mishnah? It's talking about a mumar oichel neveilas l'teyoven. So if you check the knife before, why would I presume he would do something wrong? What if it would be a mumar lahachis? Why did Rav Ashi say that the Mishnah is talking about a mumar lahachis? What's a mumar lahachis? A guy who eats tafris because he's angry at Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's angry at Hashem. Or does it mean that it's not l'teyoven? He just pasha doesn't care. So, yeah, there's cat food. Yeah, there's kosher food. I'll go to the treif restaurant. The one Chinese place we have over here, right? Our token treif restaurant in Amsterdam. You could go to Chinese next door. Or Chinese with the place over here. I want to go Golden Coin. Whatever. So, okay, but it's not l'teyoven. I don't think, you know, unless he wants the mugu pork or whatever it's called, right? We have the same thing. He orders sesame chicken over there instead of ordering sesame chicken over here. So maybe it's also considered to be mumar lahachis. So why didn't Rav Ashi discuss that? So says Rashi, third line. V'davka oichel l'teyoven. Aval lahachis afilu nintzei sakino yofeloil. Even if the knife is good, the shkita is no good. The guy doesn't eat kosher food, not because he has a taiva, so if it's available, he'll probably eat the kosher food instead of the non-kosher. He just can't help himself when he's on the parkway and he needs a hot dog, so he'll stop, because of the taiva of the hot dog. No. This guy, bedafka eats tray food. So then I have to assume that even when he's shechting, he might bedafka, lahachis, to anger Hashem. He might make it into non-kosher food. So then even if you check the knife beforehand, it's no good. But Rashi implies, what's the problem with the mumar lahachis? Is it a fundamental problem, or because the shkita won't be good? Meaning, is the gavra kosher for shkita, or is it a problem that he's probably going to do the shkita in an improper fashion? Sounds like from Rashi, there's not a problem with the gavra, the mumar lahachis. We don't have a problem with you as an individual performing shkita. We have a problem with the fact that we just can't trust you, and we don't assume you're going to do it properly. Yeah, that's what it sounds like from Rashi. Fair reading, right? And this is highlighted by the Rajba over here in the Torah Sabbath. How far are we going to take this? Let's say you had a Yisrael, Oymed Al Gabov. I had a Jew watching over him to make sure that he performed the Shkita properly. Would the Shkita be good now? Is the individual good to perform Shkita, or is it a problem that we just don't believe him, that we don't think he's going to do it properly? So says the Rajba over here in the second line, the nearly... Says the Rashba, similar to Rashi, we're afraid he's going to make the shkita no good, or a cow kill. Even if we have someone standing there, choshen loy, I'm afraid he's going to sneak it in somehow. He can't give him a chachil to shech. Maybe he'll be menavel the animal. Maybe into the veil, we won't notice. The Mishnah sounds like it's talking about lechatchila. So therefore, even if you saw the Amid Gabov, it's really no good. But says the Rashba, 1 minute, umihu b'di'eved, if this guy shechted, the mumar lahachis who eats nevelis and he screams at Hashem, I hate you, and that's why I'm eating this. The guy is not dino ka'akum. He's not mumar l'chalal Shabbos before hesir, right? Or mumar l'kol ha'torah kula, or mumar l'avodah zarah, which removes your ability to perform shkita because you're a dino ka'akum, which we're going to get to in daf hey. We discussed it briefly. Those things, right? You're dino ka'akum because you worship the avodah zarah. Shabbos, which is tantamount to avodah zarah, or kol ha'torah kula. This guy violates one Easter in the Torah. That's not dino ka'akum, even though he does it lahachis. So he says the kaimu the mumal odav ekalo havi mumal kol torah kula. The kaimu anami da fiu mumal osadav lo havi mumal eser shkitasai. Even if he's a mumal teyavon, but he eats not kosher food, it doesn't prohibit his shkita. Just we're afraid you're not going to do it properly. Al bodek sakim and isaglo. You check the knife and I give it to the mumal echal neveilos the teyavon, even though he eats regularly non kosher food. We don't consider him to be a nachri. Ubi Yisrael Amid Al Gabov Miha B'Sheshacha Shkitasik Sheira. If there's a Yisrael Amid Al Gabov, the Shkita would be good. So that's how Rashi seems to hold as well. The problem is we're afraid he's going to be Menabo the Shkita. But if there's a Jew standing over you, okay. We don't have a problem with this guy, independently, as an individual performing Shkita. It's afraid where he's not going to do it properly. So you have a Jew standing over him. At least with the Yevit, it's okay. Then he quotes, maybe not so. He backs out of it a little bit. He says, "Ve'ef shadafil b'di'evet u'bachem ronah so shchitas b'psula." He's not sure. But then he quotes from the Baal Amor, Harav Zrachya, Hitir, even the Chachira, V'nir mitvav shafil l'chachira, Moisun lo b'bdika sagun v'cheir maun aso. Even the Chachira, he could give the mum l'hachas to Shech. Wow. Because the whole, with the Yisrael Amir Al-Gabov, the whole problem is we're afraid he's not going to do the Shechita properly. And here, even though we check the knife, he might go out of his way l'hachas to pass the Shechita. Okay, but if Yisrael is Amir Al-Gabov, we're not afraid he's going to sneak it in somehow, and he could even give him to Shech l'chachira. The Rashba says at least b'di'evet. This seems to be following the reasoning of Rashi. However, Chevra, look at Tosis. Tosis, if you read Tosis carefully, you'll see Tosis saying something else. Look at Tosis, Dimi Maskel Kosova. Says Tosis that Kusim Agere Arayos, according to the Man D'Yama, Kusim never converted, the Shkita is no good. Why? Shkitasim Suha Kamosha Lovi Kochavim. Shkita is no good like the Shkita of a non-Jew. Why is the Shkita of a non-Jew no good? So the Gemara says later on, we know it's no good. That, Masor Shashas tells you, is a Mishnah on Daf Yagimel Mer Aleph. Yeah. Let's just make sure it's still there. Shkita is Arvi Kochavim, Shkita of an Akum is no good. Interestingly enough, the Gemara doesn't quote a source. Or it says it's no good. Mishnah says, Shkita is Arvi Kochavim, Nevela, it's Metame Bamasa. It's metame you if you carry it just like an avela. But it doesn't quote a source. So Taisa says, what's the source? Mi bezavachta v'ochalta, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, I think, right? Masha tozaveach ato echo, that which you shecht, you can eat. Kloimar, oisa shehu bar zvika, you have to be one who is kosher to shecht, is the one who you can eat from it. Meaning someone who eats kosher meat. If you don't eat kosher meat, then you're not a bar zavicha, because you're not va'achalta. So if you don't eat kosher meat, like a non-Jew is not mitzuvati kosher meat, so he can't shecht either. Because the Pasuk says, v'zavachta, you should shecht, and va'achalta, those who are careful to eat kosher meat, that's the Jews. Kloima oisa shu bar zavicha lafukei ovi kochavim. And to exclude who else is Tosis? Va'achal nevelis lahachis. If you eat nevelis lahachis, not that you give into your taiva. No. That guy is, he cares about kosher meat. He just, he can't resist the temptation. Right? Everybody has their limits at some point. Okay. Fine. Give into temptation. But he is generally careful to eat kosher meat. This guy, the movement of Elis Lahachis, does it to anger the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like, Pasha doesn't care. He's not careful to eat kosher meat. He's not careful to eat kosher meat. He loses his status as a bar zvicha. It's not that we're afraid he's going to do the shkita improperly. It's because the individual, the gavra, is no longer kosher to do shkita. And that's how the Rosh says. The Rosh says it even more clearly in the Tosfos. Says the Rosh. V'inoked Rava, avarian lechol nevelos, lashmuinan, d'shay lechol mishkitasa de b'dika sakin. Over here, Oizbeis. If you check the knife, it's fine. V'lo aminan came into Dashbeik had Tera Dami. Lehavi v'avayin lehavi. So we don't say, since you generally eat non-kosher food because you can't resist the temptation, by you there's no difference. No, the guy still won't make non-kosher meat for no reason. But v'avayin lehachis, he does lehachis, perishri, came in the inokosher, goes by, havi koevi, kechavim de eno bar zvicha. He's like the non-Jew, you're not allowed to eat his meat. V'asalecho mishchitasa afilu bodek sakav v'noisin lo, even if you check the knife and gave it to him, afilu Yisrael v'mino gabov, even if there's a non-Jew standing over him. So the Rashba and Rashi said the problem with the mumel ahachis is because he might not do it properly. And even though I checked the knife before, he might pass with the shkita lahachis. So, but fine, if Yisrael v'mino gabov, maybe there's room to kvetch in a head to the Rashba. So, but the Baal Amor said, even lachatchila, Tosis and the Rosh say a whole different reason. Is because the gavra is no good. You're not careful to eat kosher meat. You're like a non-Jew, therefore. Not that you have the status of a non-Jew for all halachas, but at least with regards to this, since you're not careful to eat non-kosher meat, you're not a bar zvicha anymore. And therefore the shkita is no good. Okay, but what about, though, let's say the guy is a mumel halachas for a different avera. Let's say he would be, Mumel Hachas for another Avera. He's a Kohen and he marries a Grusha to anger Hashem. What, Hashem, you're making class warfare. I don't believe in Kohanim. He's a socialist, right? Everybody's equal and the same. I don't believe in these classes, Kohen, Levi, Israel. So he's a Kohen, marries a Grusha Lahachas. I'll show you. What about his meat? Can you shecht from the? Can you eat from his shechita? So he's not mumel l'teyovet. He's not doing because he has a taiva. Right? There are some people fall inevitably. The kohen always falls in love with the ger, with the grusha. It's just it's unbelievable how often that happens. Okay. And then he can't resist the temptation. So what they usually do is try and renounce their kahuna. You go back far enough, find the kever of a relative, and there's no duchening, nesias kapayim on the kever, and say, oh, my Zayda had it wrong, we were never kohanim. Our name was Cohen, but we were not kohanim. Okay, but this guy's not going to renounce his kahuna. He says, okay, but what are you going to do? This is the girl he fell in love with, so he marries her, be'isar, he can't resist the temptation. Okay, mumel l'teyovin. I say the guy does a lahachis, he doesn't believe in classes at all. Ah, against all this. Kairach, you know. So can you eat from a shechita? So what's the status of a mumah lahachas in general? Can you eat from a shechita? Well, we discussed the mumah orchon avelis lahachas. So said Tarsus, he's not a gavah that's kosher l'shechita because he's not careful to eat non-kosher meat. The mumah the teyovin is generally careful. He gives into his, regularly, he gives into his taiva. Okay, he's weak, but... But okay, but he, you know, the parasha still exists by him, so at least the gavra is kosher. If you check the night before, it's fine. Muma achal neveis lahachis, said Rashi and the Rashi, it's the same as the teyovin, just have it, we're afraid he's going to pass to the shkita along the way. Have you show him an ogava, maybe the evidence is all right. So he says, no, the gavra is no good, you're not careful to eat on kosher meat, but zavachta vachalta. So it's no good. You're not careful to eat on kosher meat, so you're out. He's not a bar zvika, just like a nachri. What if he's a mumah lahachis for a different avera? Sounds like from Tosfos and the Rosh will be all right. The Ran here has a third opinion. Says the Ran, if you're a mumah lahachis, you're pasul for all averas. Even if you're a mumah lahachis for any other avera, you're pasul l'shkita. Says the Ran, ulein yom mumah lecho nevelis afilu shalor l'teyovin. Even if he's not l'teyovin, ubad kusak v'nos nulo v'amdu agav v'mitchilu v'atzreiv shkitas l'ksheira. Even if you're a lahachis, you have a Jew standing over you. Kevin the Kama Mumal the Dover Echlo Avi Mumal Kol Tarkula Isa Bishkita Vishkitas Ksheira. Avaloy Omdu Agava Mitzchila Vatsayv Shkitasapsu or Kevin the Humumar. Since he's a Mumar, Afilu Shaloy the Teyovin Chayshina Shami Yidras. Okay. Aval Mumal Ahaches. Let's say he does it to anger Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu the Dover Echlo. Even if it's not shkita, any mitzvah in the Torah, v'chein mumah l'avodas kerchavim, or mumah l'avodas kerchavim, harei hein ka'ovdei kerchavim gemurin she'ein v'shkita klal. So he equates a mumah l'hachis with a mumah l'avodas zara, she'ein v'shkita klal. V'afigu amdu agaban mitchila v'atzayv shkitasim psula she'ein shkita el v'yisrael. There's only shkita with regards to a Yisrael, and this guy loses his status as the Yisrael, the Mumah Oichel Nevelis Lahachis. That's it. He's out. Even if he's Lahachis by some other Avera, he's out. His Shechita is considered to be no good. His Shechita is no good. So that's a third opinion here. Mumah Oichel Nevelis Lahachis. Even if it's for a different aver, the shechita is no good, and that's how we paskin. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Beis, if hey, mumah lahachis, afilu davar echad shu mumah laveres kerchavim lechal Shabbos before hesia. O shu mumah lekol Torah kula afilu chutz mishtayim elu dinam kaivdi kerchavim. So who is dino kaivdi kerchavim? Shechita is no good. Mumah laveres kerchavim, mumah lechal Shabbos before hesia, mumah lekol Torah kula, meaning majority of the mitzvahs of the Torah, or a mumah lahachis. What about a person who just doesn't care? A person who doesn't care. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I just don't care. Stop bothering me with this. Not that I have a taiva. I don't want to be bothered with this. So now at times it's kind of like a taiva. People just don't want to, you know, they want to be free of things. They don't want to, just don't want to be bothered with this. That's probably the teyovin. But a guy who person doesn't care. So Mishayin Okhaishish Bishkita, Shkita, Ba'ayukh Nevelos, Beloy Teyovin, Afa Pishayin Oisel Lahachis, Dino Kamum Lahachis. Said the Ramah, such a person is also a Mum Lahachis. Pashut doesn't care. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, stop bothering me with your rules and regulations. I can't handle this. So if that's also a taiva, right? He just can't handle the rules and regulations. But if the guy says, you know, I Pashut don't care. I care less about religion. Since, you know. So then, he has the status of a mum alahachis. But a mum alahachis, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Even if it's for a different avera, he's considered his shechita is no good. Why? Why should the shechita be no good? We understood right until now Rashi and the Rajba. They said, we're just afraid he's going to pass the shechita along the way somehow. And even though we checked the knife, he might pass, you know, deliberately. Have a Jew standing over him, so then maybe the evidence all right. The Baumar said, even Lechachila. Tysus and the Rosh said, no, it's no good because you're not a bar zvika, because you're not careful to eat from the kosher meat. Right? If you're not careful to eat non kosher meat, lahachis, so then you lose your status as a bar shkita. What's it if you would be lahachis for a different avera, not necessarily a problem. But according to the Ran, even if you're mumma lahachis for a different avera, he's a kind married to a grusha lahachis. His shkita is no good. Why should the shkita be no good? He's careful to eat kosher meat. Why should the shkita be no good? So apparently, the Ran understood that the shkita is no good because a person who's a mumma lahachis has the status of an apikoris or a kaifer. How so? Because look at the last thing. The Gemara says, "Mesachus of Eidazar Chavav Mebeis." Come and turn to Ois Yud. Flip the page. Itmar Mumar. What's the status of a Mumar? So, Pligi Ravach of Ravina Chad Amar LeTeyavan Mumar LaHachis Minhavi. One holds a Mumar LaHachis is not just a regular Mumar. He's a Min. He's an Apikaris. Why? How is he an Apikaris? Right, you can't hate God unless you believe in God. That's always the conundrum, right? People say, I'm not practicing religion anymore. I don't believe in God. Why don't you believe in God? Because I'm angry at him. If you're angry at him, you obviously believe in God, right? So that's the inconsistency many times you find in people's arguments who have gone through difficulties. I'm angry at God. How could he have done this to me? So I don't believe in him. You can't have both, right? You can't be... it usually doesn't help to point that out to people. But you can't have both. Either you believe in God or you hate him. You can't. He has to exist for you to hate him. So but I do a lahachis. So that's kind of like cursing Hashem. I don't care what you say. I'm going to do just the opposite. So it's kind of like an apikaris. I'm like, I'm cursing a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The other opinion of the Gemara is that lahachis is also like a regular mumar. You're not a min. You're not an apikaris. He's a guy doing an averus. Some people do a litayov, and some people do a lahachis. Is having a fight with the Ribbono Shel Olam, chas v'shalom. So then, okay, mumar lahachis, but he's not a min or a mumar or an apikaris. The other opinion of the Gemara is no, he's even a min. He's an apikaris. So the Ran and the Shulchan Aruch obviously seem to paskin that a mumar lahachis is not a regular mumar. Oh no, a mumar lahachis is a min and an apikiris. He's cursing Hashem. He's just saying that despite a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm gonna violate the mitzvah of the Torah because he hates the Ribbono Shel Olam. Such a thing, such a hashkafa already. He's a mumar. He's a min and an apikiris. According to the Ramah, even if the guy Pasha just doesn't care. He says, I'm not being bothered with all this. Not because he has a taiva, he just hates rules. You know, that's also a kind of taiva. The guy says, well, leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with this. Mishen Chayshish Mishkita, nah, kosher, not kosher. What is it? Leave me alone with this religious stuff. So then he's also a Mumar Lahachis, has the status of, and his Shkita is no good, even if it's Lahachis on a different Iser. Why? What does it have to do with Shkita? It has to do with Shkita is, it's because now you have the status of an Apikares, status of a Min, that's why the Shkita is no good. It could be that there's a similar machlekes over here, right? With regards to Mumar Lahachis, we had three shitas. Tosis held this because you're not a bar zvicha. The Ran seemed to have held it's a problem with the Gavra. Rashi held the Rashi was no problem with the Gavra at all. Gavra's fine. The shkita might just be no good, so you have to have Yisrael Amin Agav. Tosis and the Ran both said, no, there's a problem with the individual here. Tosis says, since you're not careful to eat on kosher meat, the shkita is no good. The Ran said, since you're a min and not bikaires, the shkita is no good. Yedino kamumar l'chol Torah kula, says the status of an akum. There might actually be a similar machlekes as to why shkita's akum is no good in the first place. Where the Rambam seems that he also doesn't subscribe to Tosis. Again, Tosis here said, what is the problem with shkita's mumar lahachis? You're not careful to eat on kosher meat. Okay, so your shkita is no good. And the same is the same problem with the shkita's akum. What's the problem with the Nachri doing Shkita? You're not mitzvah to eat non-kosher meat, so your Shkita is no good. Taisus has the same rule. The Rosh has the same explanation. Here the Rosh says, the Mumal HaHachas is no good. You're not careful to eat non-kosher meat, so your Shkita is no good. Because Masha, you know, Masha Tuzavecha Ta'echol, it's only a person who's commanded or who's careful to eat kosher meat. Mumal HaHachas and Akum are all not careful to eat kosher meat, so the Shkita is no good. That's how Tosfos understood both psuim. The Rambam has a different, again, might not subscribe to this whole principle of Tosfos, of the Bar Zvicha notion. The Ran certainly doesn't seem to subscribe to it either. The Ran said the Mumal HaHachas is no good, not because he's not careful to eat not kosher, because he's not bikuris. That's how we paskin. So Mumal HaHachas is posel, no, even if he's a Mumal HaHachas on a different Avera, he might be careful to eat non kosher meat. He's still no good, because the problem with the Gabri is in mind something else. Similarly, the Rambam also doesn't seem to subscribe to Tosfos' thesis of the Bar Zvicha. Again, the Gemara doesn't tell us why Shkita's Akum is no good. It just says it's no good. We have to figure out why it is no good. The Rambam has a different explanation. Look over here. It says the Rambam, Perek Daud of Hilchos Shkita, Halach Yirav, Halach Yirbei. Says the Rambam, Akum Sheshachat, even though he performed Shkita, Afa Pi Sheshachat B'fnei Yisrael, B'sakin Yafa, even though he used a proper knife, there's a Jew watching over him, his shkita is nevela v'loika achilaso. His shkita is no good. Why is the shkita of anachri no good? Shenemar v'kara lecha v'chalta mizivchoi. Because the pasuk says in Parashas Kisisa, pen yichroz bris g'yoshev haaretz, maybe you'll make, be careful about the nations you're going to dwell amongst them, maybe you'll make a bris with them, v'kara lecha v'chalta mizivchoi. If you're going to eat together with those who worship Avodah Zarah, you know, and the nations who live amongst you, he might call you, and you might actually eat from his shrita, from his food. So says the Rambam, from that context of the Pasuk, from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'karalacha, what might happen if you'll dwell amongst the, you know, nations that worship Avodah Zarah, he might call you over, and you might eat from his shrita. He might call you over, and you might eat from your shrita. Ah, so what do you see? You see that the Nachri who performs Shkita, you're not allowed to eat from his meat. So that's a whole different pasuk. From the fact that I might come to eat from his Zevach, you see that his Shkita is no good. So it's not necessarily because he's not careful to eat non-kosher meat, that's why Shkita is no good. He's not a Bar Zvicha. No. It's because he's from a nation that worships Avodah Zarah. So shkita is no good, as the pasuk says, v'kara lecha v'chalta mizivcha. It sounds like his shkita in theory, right, could have been good. The problem is, he has a mind for Avodah Zarah. How do I know that that's what the Rambam is concerned about? Because look over here, look at Perek Beis of Hishkita Locha Chav Beis, says the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Yisrael sheshacha la'akum. You have a Jew who sechts for a non-Jew. Aval pisha akum is kaven. Even though the non-Jew has a mind l'chol ma'ashe yirtze, shkitasuk sheira. A Jew shechs for a non-Jew. Even though the non-Jew has a mind, he says, hinani muchanu mezuman lecho basa lavei dezara. But there's a Jew shechting, the shkita is good. It depends on the intention of the person who's performing the shkita. Shein chayisina o machsheves hadzoi veach, loy l'machsheves bao habehema. All we care about is the thoughts of the person performing the shkita, not the guy who's going to eat the meat. Says the Rambam, though, again, this is always a flashpoint in the Rambam. Whenever the Rambam uses the word lefichach, therefore, or the Rambam says kishem, just like this, so to that. So that's like the Rambam is tipping his point, you know, tipping his hand that he obviously understood one flows from the other, which we could get a glimpse into the thinking of the Rambam. So Rambam says lefichach. Therefore, since all we care about is what the person who's shechting has in mind, not the person who's eating, akum sheshochat li Yisrael, a non-Jew who shechts for a Jew, afil ha'katan shkitas nevela kamo she is bar. It doesn't matter that the Jew has in mind to eat this as kosher meat. All we care about is what the akum has in mind. What does he have in mind? Must be according to the Rambam. What's the problem with the shkita of an Nachri? According to Tosfos, the problem with the shkita of an Nachri is I don't care what you have in mind. What's the problem with the shkita of an Nachri? Shkita of an Nachri is because you're not mitzvah to eat kosher meat. You're not mitzvah to eat kosher meat. Your shkita is no good. You're not a bar zvicha. So too, a mumal ha'achas not careful to eat kosher meat. Your shkita is no good. You move. a mum alahakas for a different avera. What's so bad? No problem, says Taisus. The Rambam never heard of this. There's no such thing as a bar zvik. No, why is the shechita of anachri no good? The shechita of anachri is no good. Nothing to do with being a bar zvik. It's because he has a mind of avodah zarah. How do I know? The whole context of the pasuk is v'karal lachava chalta mizivcho. You shouldn't give amongst the avodah zarah. He's going to call you over. You can eat from his meat. What's so bad about eating from his meat? He has a mind of avodah zarah. How do I know? Because the Rambam says if a Jew shechs, I don't care what the Baal Bahama has in mind. Even if he has a mind of a desire, all we care about is the kavan of the person who's shechting. So too, says the Rambam. If you have a non-Jew shechting, and a Jew who's eating, all we care about is what the person who's shechting has in mind. What the non-Jew has in mind. What does the non-Jew have in mind? Maybe he has a mind Scrabble. I don't know. Maybe he has a mind the vacation he's about to take. What do I don't know. He's no good because he's not a bar zvicha, says the Rambam. No, no, that's not why he's no good. He's no good because he has a mind, presumably, for a desire. So if he has a mind for Avodah Zarah, that's why his shechita is no good. And even if he doesn't have a mind for Avodah Zarah, it's no good. Because we're afraid maybe he does have a mind for Avodah Zarah. Oh, so Chaver said, the Rambam and the Ran reject Taisus entirely. Taisus said, Nachri, Mum Alahachis, they're all the same. You're not careful to eat on kosher meat, your shechita is no good. The Ran said, no, Mum Alahachis is because anytime you do an Aver Alahachis, you're not minin an apikairis. Even if it's a different Avera, and that's how we pass him. Why is the Shechit of Anachri no good? Again, nothing to do with this thesis that Tosis and the Rosh have about being a Bar Zvicha. No, it's because he presumably has a mind of a desire. What will be the difference between Tosis and the Rosh and the Rambam? What if I have a Nachri who doesn't have a mind of a desire? What do we call that? We discussed it last time. What do we call that? A Nachri, a Ben Noach, who doesn't worship of a desire. What do we call it? Ger Toshav. What about a Ger Toshav? What about the shechita of a ger toshav? He's not a Jew. Not a Jew. Is he mitzvah to eat non-kosher meat? To eat kosher meat? No. He's only accepted to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. We said last time, a fancy lomdish of pshat, he's going to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach as Jews, but not as non-Jews. He's still not chayv. So Rashi said maybe he's even chayv to keep Shabbos. But he's certainly not chayv to eat kosher meat. Oh, on one of the magazines of Shabbos, wasn't there, there was a Gentile with a long beard, who's in careful to keep Ami magazine. You guys are reading the journal and fancier things. But there's a Ben Noach who's careful to keep all the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. Fine, so he's careful. Can we eat a Shechita? What would Taisa say? What would Taisa say? What would Taisa say? Chaver, what would Taisa say? Why? He's not Mitzvah! You're not a Bar Zvicha. What about the Rambam? What would the Rambam say? He's careful not to worship Avodah Zarah. Yeah. So the Taz makes this point. The Taz, Simon Beis of Khan Aleph, says the Taz. Says the Rambam says the whole reason is, I'm sorry, I didn't put it on the sheet. You're afraid he's going to shech Avodah Zarah. The Rosh says, because not a bar zvicha. Nira l'chara nafkamina ben atayimim. I'm sorry, I didn't give it to you. Look it up. Taz, Simon Beis of Khan Aleph. And then he gives the nafkamina of the ger taisha. At the end. V'nira the nafkamina bein haramim l'riva rosh havi ger taisha of mutter kevin shiyotu michlau ha'amim. Does the Ram really think that? Can we enlist, right, according to Rav Kook, all the Arabs have the status of ger taisha? That's how we sell them the land during the Shnas HaShmita. Does he think we can have Arab shechtim? Now we'll talk about a controversy. That would be... No. So even the Rambam would say it's no good, but if you look over here, the Rambam is wonderful. The Rambam is echoing exactly what we said, the Taz. Says the Rambam, look back, says the Rambam in the third line, V'geder gadol gadru b'davar. Does that sound like a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan to you? D'rabbanan. Geder gadol gadru b'davar. Say that 10 times fast, right? We made a geder midrabanan. Shafilu akum she'eino oivin avodah zarah shkitasin aveila. But is it a din d'oraisa? Only a din midrabanan. It's only a din midrabanan. Why? According to Taisvis, he's not a mitzvah to eat non-kosher meat. Of course the shkita is no good. No good midrabanan is not a bar zvicha. According to the Rambam, that's not the problem. He never heard of this. The Ron never heard of this. Mumalahakas is not because he's not a Barzavikas, because he's a Min and Apikiris, and therefore even if it's a different Avera. And Chosen by Shkita's Nachri, we never heard of this thesis. The Rambam says, no, it's a whole different reason. Because you Mishnah have in mind the Vaidazara. If he doesn't have in mind the Vaidazara, it's us, but only Midrabanan. Says the Rambam, Gedar, Godo, Godu, Bedover, Shafila, Akum, Shayna, Vaidazara, Shkita's in Avera. But you're right, it's really not a Din Midrabanan. It's only a Din Midrabanan. There might be one other important nafkamina, not only for the Ger Taishav. There might be another important nafkamina between the Rambam and Taisvis. What if I have a Jew and a non-Jew shechting together? However, what if I have an adult and a katan shechting together? Should the katan ruin the shechita of the adult? Or we say he's negligible. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, how Yisrael upasul, Yisrael, anyone who's disqualified from the shechita, oisim b'sachim v'shechtim psula, the katan disqualifies the adult because he's holding onto the knife. Why though? Which is just negligible. So in fact, the Shach there quotes from the word Zarua, in the Hagos Hashri and the Rush over here, the first paragraph of Masechta Skulin, Machshirin! And he found the Tosefta like that too. So what, the kid is holding on to the edge of the knife, right? The guy is driving the car, a kid wants to hold on to this, it's not to say I don't recommend it, right? But okay, but you know, probably, I don't know if you get a ticket for that, but I don't know. What's so bad? The adult is driving. What's so bad? Pesach says, don't equate this with a Jew and a non-Jew holding on to the same knife. Or a Jew, I'm sorry, and someone who's thinking about something that's possible. A Jew and someone who's thinking about Lavoy Dezara, that's no good. Says Tais, because of Dugot, says the Shach, I'm sorry, in the second line, Dugot Dami with the Kalman Simen Hei. Bishnaim Shoreksim Bisakav Echad Shechel Lishem Dover Possel. One is holding on to the knife, one has in mind Lavoy Dezara, Shepossel. The Hasa Machsheves Hashoichet Pasla. There, the Machshav of the Shoichet is what's disqualifying it. Avahoko Bistama Vikachav Mamumet, the Hasa Mishum the Lab and Eshkitaninu. No, it says the Shulchan Aruch over here, says the Shach in the name of the Zaruah. You know what? If a Jew and a non-Jew are shechting together, that's not the same as a Jew and someone who's thinking about Lavay the Zara. That's no good for sure. But a Jew and a non-Jew, the non-Jew is just not a bar zvichas like a katan. It doesn't disturb me. Let the shechita be fine. So that was the Zaruah. The Shulchan Aruch felt, no, it is a problem. The Shulchan Aruch, Simon Beis, if you're out, said, how you throw a puzzle, oisim, besakim, v'shechtim, psula. It's no good. Why? Because included in this puzzle, not only a katan, it's a non-Jew. What's the problem of a non-Jew, according to the Rambam, and presumably according to the Shulchan Aruch? It's not just that he has nothing in mind. It's not just that he's not careful to eat non-kosher meat, because not mitzvah. It's because he has a mind of a desire. That's the same as Simon Hay. Where the Shulchan Aruch says, if I have one guy shechting as a mind kosher meat, one guy shechting as a mind of a desire, that trafes up everything, the in mind of a desire. So too, a Yisrael and a Pasul, Yisrael and an Anju holding onto the knife, that's going to trafe up everything, because why is the Nachri Pasul? Shach says he's Pasul, because he's not Mitzvah, he's not a Barzvicha. All right, so he's negligible, so the Shechit is all right. The Shulchan Aruch said, no, if he's Yisrael and a Pasul holding onto the knife, it's no good, because the Pasul could include a Nachri has a mind of a desire. That's why it's no good. That's why it's no good. Because he has a mind of a desire. So too, getting back to over here, this whether we accept the thesis of Tais, it seems to be a machlekes rishonim. It's a machlekes rishonim by the Shkitas Akum. The Ram had an entirely different shot, the many differences between Taisus and the Ramam. And so too over here by the Mumalahakas, Taisus and the Ram have two different shotim. Is the Mumalahakas possible because the Minna Apikaris, in which case any Avera? Or is it only possible because he's not a Barzvika, and therefore it's only if he's a Lahakas not to eat kosher food? Okay, Shkoyach.